Well, the two-year-old filly Frolic gave us some good memories back earlier this year when trained by Michael Friedman. We know that Michael is leaving for Hong Kong or has left. And we thought we'd get an update here on the John Kelly and Suffolk Vale horse. Tom Kelly's joining us out there. Morning to you, Tom.
Morning, Andrew. How are you going?
Very well, mate. How you been? How is it out there? Because it's pretty bleak in Sydney.
Look, I'm currently away at the minute myself, so I know it's been very cold and very frosty at home, but it's a beautiful part of the world, but I'm currently away, so I can't comment.
Well, where you are, is it beautiful?
It's fantastic.
Okay, I'm not too sure where you are, but we thank you for taking our call. If you are having a holiday, I wasn't aware of that. Hey, what's the short-term future for Frolic? Are there thoughts that we may see her in the spring or not at this stage?
It's probably, at this stage, Andrew, it's a step-by-step process. She did have a little chip operation, as you know, after the size. Everything went very well with the operation. And at this stage, she's having her 3 to 4 month break, which takes us up to sort of mid-July. So the spring, especially the early part of the spring, is off the cards. But we'll probably get her back in and go through the processes and build her back up. And if she gets to something in the spring, well, that's a bonus, but really probably our main aim would be coming back in the autumn.
And has that brought about sort of no rush to get a trainer?
Partly that. Look, I think at this stage it's evident that Michael Friedman's co-trainer, Ed O'Rourke, who trains at Randwick now, he had a lot to do with the filly through her whole two-year-old career and the success that she had. And at this stage, he knows her as well as anyone, and I'd be very keen to send it to him.
Okay. She obviously is very smart, and for good reason, having that chip removed, you're not going to rush her. You're going to give her time because she could take you somewhere in the autumn, couldn't she?
I really believe that, Andrew. I do. And I just think those two-year-old fillies that have a hard two-year-old campaign like she did it all off one preparation. And we had wet tracks and she competed, you know, up to the highest level. I just think sometimes a good break in the spring can really do those fillies the world of good, especially coming back in the autumn. So that's the plan at this stage.
Okay. And she's spelling well out at I don't know, where is she, New Haven or Suffolk?
Yeah, she's at Suffolk Vale at my farm. She looks fantastic. She's spelling really well, rugged up a bit at the minute, but she looks fantastic. And as I said, her knees at this stage are perfect. So we're very, very confident that she should come back in good order.
All right. Well, we'll monitor her. And as you say, the early part of the spring is out and we'll wait and see whether there's any hope of the latter spring. Just while I've got you, mate, English, of course, a four-year-old mare that, where is she? Is she still at the farm or in towards Gay and Adrian's?
She was at the farm. She had a fantastic spell after a very good autumn. And I still see the replay of that. still can't believe it. She's spelled fantastic. She's gone back into work, bit of pre-training at Bimberdeen Park. She should head to Gay and Adrian's in the next couple of weeks with a view to a fantastic spring ahead.
Everyone's talking about the Everest. What's your thoughts there with, have you put an opportunity in there?
Look, I think John and Charles, they've been dealing with a few parties there and I think they're in deep negotiations at the moment, but I think that would certainly be a pathway. She's got such a fantastic record at Randwick over the 1,200.
Yeah.
I think it's an obvious pathway for her, and I'll leave that to John and Charles. They know what they're doing, so they can put pen to paper with somebody in the near future, I hope.
Yeah, let's hope so, because obviously she's right up there for sure. Hey, mate, thank you for taking our call. Enjoy the little spell you're having there yourself, and we look forward to seeing English in the short term back in the spring, and we'll wait and see what Frolic does.
Pleasure, Andrew. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Tom. Tom Kelly joining us there from Suffolk Vale, his property, and, of course, the famous New Haven Park, the famous property.